This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden and administration officials encouraged Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and other top Israeli officials to wind down their bombardment of Gaza. That is according to a person with knowledge of the discussions, who spoke to the Associated Press Tuesday on condition of anonymity to discuss the private talks. Disclosure of the stepped-up White House efforts comes as the Israeli and Palestinian death tolls mount and pressure grows on Biden to move more forcefully to stop the fighting. The official says top Biden administration officials underscored to the Israelis that time is not on their side in terms of international objections to 9 days of Israeli airstrikes and Hamas rockets. U.S. President Biden's bid to highlight his domestic plans are being overshadowed by growing violence in the Middle East, AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
At a Ford Electric Vehicle Center in Michigan, the president looked to make the case that his infrastructure plans will help steer the nation's future.
The future of the auto industry is electric.
By a scheduling quirk, he was in Dearborn, a city nearly half Arab American and a few miles away. Amer Zaher, with a group called New Generation for Palestine, says the president's a war criminal.
He is participating in and funding the murder of our families.
The White House is under intense pressure to intervene in the Israeli-Palestinian violence, but insists quiet diplomacy is the best path, while privately encouraging the Israelis to wind down their Gaza bombardment. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, China's UN ambassador says France is seeking a UN Security Council resolution calling for a ceasefire between Israel and Palestinian militants. This is